Welcome to the Gevorah Study Group. Please make sure you have completed your rituals before continuing. Gevorah brings our attention to the fears which disconnect us from our passion. These are the things that stop us from expressing our power. Our main unresolved issues come to the table for healing. We find it difficult to remain stuck in our stuff here. Anything we don't shift in Gevorah will stop us from being able to fully connect with the energies above it. We must get these issues out of our minds, out of our bodies, for as they become tangible, we can do something about them. Following is a list of questions that will help you identify and release these deep-seated fears. Now, I will also provide you with a printed copy, so you don't need to write it down at the moment, but I do want you to listen to these questions and start focusing your energy on getting them answered over the next couple of weeks. Number one, the issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my parents are. Then I want you to actually list the issues and then address the following statement. My fear is. Okay, so there's two different parts to this question and to all of the following questions. First, you list the issues that are present. These are going to probably be pretty obvious, tangible issues. Then you are going to actually identify your fear. So the issue present, and then your independent fear around the issue. Number two. The issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my partner are. My fear is. Number three. The issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with myself are. My fear is. Number four, the issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my relationship with God are. My fear is. Number five, the issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my career are. My fear is. Number six. The issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my finances are. My fear is. Number seven, the issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with my health are. My fear is. Number eight, the issue or issues still present that are preventing me or blocking me from being fully in my personal power with addiction. This can be drugs, alcohol, sugar, television, books, music, social engagement, whatever it is, and then my fear is. Please take some time to work with these questions with your partner, as well as by yourself, over the next few weeks. Be honest with yourself as you address them, and then come up with active solutions. Your solutions should be based on courage and strength and the severity of Gevorah to cut out your excuses and eliminate your victimization. Remember though, this is not about being hard on yourself. Find a way to affirm what you want to create. Be firm and loving with yourself. Remember that stepping into your power requires you to be accountable for your thoughts, your emotions, and the actions that you will take to create the world you desire. Gevura is the most important step on the tree. Why would I say that? Because it is in Gevura that you must overcome your fears. So how do you do this after you've identified them? How do you actually put a plan in place and set a goal for creating the world you desire, a world without those fears? Well, there's four steps to that. Number one, choose one area that you have been avoiding. Odds are you've been avoiding more than one, but choose the main one to start with. Number two, identify the issue, which you will have already done in the questions 1 through 8 that I just indicated for you. Number three, what is the worst thing that could happen if it came to fruition? Be honest here. Really identify it out. What is the worst thing that could happen? Would it be your physical death? Would it be injury? Would it be discomfort? Number four, what are you going to do about it? Realize you do not need to be stuck in your fear. You have options. You must identify the action you want to take and then go through the four worlds meditation. Fine-tune your action. Finally, determine your deadlines. Be careful not to give yourself a tremendous amount of time to resolve these particular issues or to address these fears. It's really important before you can move forward on the tree, you must identify the issue, you must identify the fear, and you must identify an action plan to shift you out of the place you are currently residing. Create reasonable but effective deadlines. You're going to add the ritual of Gevura and Hesed to your arsenal of rituals this week. The key for this ritual is that you will stand with your arms out at either side, shoulder height, so in the form of a cross, but you're going to cup your hands as if holding a chalice in each hand. Once you are in your physical position, once you are activating the key, you will perform the ritual. Let's do the ritual now so that you can get the energy into your body immediately. I, state your name, stand in perfect unity within the powers of Gevura and Hesed. I am ready to ascend into the higher realms of my life. I am ready to cross the abyss and become one with the eternal grace of God. I am the middle pillar, unifying all the opposing forces in life. The next key, you will clasp your hands in front of your chest and say, I now join together in perfect unity the severity and mercy of God. I am one with God. The next key, you will raise your hands up as if embracing God. Be in this vibration for a moment. And then state, Amen. As usual, please put any questions in the comment section below. I'm excited to see where this part of the journey takes you.